Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 207, I think. Well, it is the 4th of July. Well, it's not really, but it will be when this goes up. So.
Damn it.
I am Chris.
Happy birthday, America.
America's Day. I am joined by Tony.
Much better than Canada's Day. Fuck Canada's Day forever.
Canada Day. Why are we fucking Canadians? Wait, what?
I mean, they just stole it from us, though. I mean, just fucking...
They didn't steal Canada from us. Canada is rightfully theirs.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it better off, though?
Is it better off as what? A sovereign nation?
Sure.
Who else is here?
Fozzie is here.
Oh, hi.
And Jeff.
Hello. Jeff died.
He's a...
Hang it in there.
Drinking is hard.
Yeah. Sometimes it can be, I guess. We sometimes talk about games, maybe.
There are games.
Not many. Not many. Did you guys play anything this week? Because I played a little bit.
Shovel Knight.
Why don't you talk about that, Jeff?
It's really, really badass.
What is it?
The fuck is that?
That sounds like Fozzie is making something.
What?
What are you doing?
Were you blending something?
Play Mario Kart.
Fuck.
Using tilt controls.
Don't play Mario Kart so loudly, Fozzie. God damn.
Oh. Well, hold on.
Race Quiet those shells down.
Alright. Should be better now. Oh, get fucked. Alright, not you guys. I love you.
Alright, tell us about Shovel Knight, Jeff. Please,
really awesome, really awesome new 2D platformer from Yacht Club Games. I think this is their first game, maybe. Don't quote me on that. They are made of people who used to work at WayForward. It is a kind of tribute to old NES games. Plays a little bit like a cross between like Mega Man and DuckTales.
Ooh.
Woo! You're a knight with a shovel, and you can, like, use the shovel like a pogo stick, kind of like in DuckTales. It's really a good game. Like, I played through the whole thing. It seemed like it was short, like, there weren't, like, a lot of levels, but the levels themselves are, like, super long. They're, like, I'm talking minimum of 10 minutes to get to the level. Luckily, there's checkpoints. But when all is said and done, they give you all your stats. Like, you know, how many times you died. Like, I died, like, 103 times, which I thought I died, like, at least three times that. But it said I played for 5 hours and 11 minutes to get through the game. And that was with me, like, not fucking around. Like, there's, like, an overworld map with... kind of like Super Mario 3 or Super Mario World. And there's like optional shit to do in there. And sometimes enemies will pop up on the board that you can like go back and fight. I did do that. Like I did like a couple times go back and fight. Like, you know, like this is one boss I got obsessed with beating and he was completely optional. Like he was not like a level, part of the level or whatever. But anyways, I forgot where I'm going with this. It's good. It's, buy it.
Okay. That
I don't think I will.
Well, you wouldn't. Oh, wait, you have a 3DS. Buy it.
True.
It's also, I think it's coming to PC. So, or it's
it is on PC.
Already out on PC, so Tony could play it there if he wanted to.
I would, I mean, yeah, I guess if you got a controller, but I would say 3DS or Wii U is the way to go on that.
Why?
Well...
Jeff doesn't have a controller.
Fuck the PC.
Right. Well, I mean, like... At this point, if you're playing PC games, they're so consoleized that you need a controller to play them for anything that's not a strategy game.
That's why strategy games are better.
Sure.
Oh.
But yeah, it's probably perfectly playable with the 360 controller on the PC. I might do that.
I would recommend not doing that though.
Why?
I mean, do you want to play, like, a really precise 2D platformer with a 360 controller?
Yes.
No. You want Nintendo's D-pad?
Thumbstick.
Maybe.
I want a thumbstick. Give me my thumbstick.
I don't know. I've played plenty of platformers on the PC with that, with the 360 controller. They generally work fairly well.
No, you know what? That said, like, alright, I take back a little bit, because, like, I was playing on Wii U, and I think I mostly used the stick. You know, sometimes I would, like, unconsciously switch to the D-pad. I don't know, though, dude. It's a really great game. I'm actually started working on a review for it, so maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do a review, but regardless, review or not, it's an awesome game. Like, I would, it's going to be in my top 10 for the year, and I highly recommend getting it.
How do you know these things?
Because there's, like, no more games coming out this year.
Really? Oh, there's a lot of stuff games coming out.
I'm looking forward to, like, Alien. Like, Alien and, like, random shit, like Shovel Knight that'll pop up, like, you know, for download that I was not even looking forward to, and I'm like, oh, awesome. So,
I have, like, a list of, like, 25 games going forward.
I don't know. There's, like, for me, Alien is big number one. Sunset Overdrive looks fun. And, like, after that, I'm like, well, Halo.
Destiny.
Yeah, I'm going to get Destiny. I have that pre-ordered. Like, but, yeah, I don't know. Outside of those, I can't think of... Name me another that you know I'm going to buy that I'm forgetting.
That I know you're going to buy? I don't... Captain Toad.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm buying that.
Pokemon.
No.
Coming out in November. I'm excited.
Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah, I won't buy that. I'm sorry. I mean,
Dragon Age Inquisition.
I might buy that. I could be convinced. But I'm saying
Civilization Beyond Earth.
Far Cry 4.
Oh yeah, I'll be. God damn you guys.
They're a game, Chef.
Well, maybe it's good. Like I'm kind of like dismissing them from my mind right now.
Yeah, I mean, right now there is nothing. So it's, you know, if you're enjoying what you're playing right now, that's great.
I'm generally. I mean, Mario Kart's getting a little, like, it's awesome, but, like, I played all the tracks a bunch, so.
Might need to put it down for a little bit, come back to it.
I'm coming back to it right now. But the thing is, like, I was reading it, like, I want DLC for it. Like, I think that's, like, dude, they did DLC for Mario, do DLC for Mario Kart, right? Come on.
I agree.
Obvious.
Luigi Kart.
I saw
the Kart of Luigi.
All green tracks.
I don't think we're gonna get DLC for Mario Kart because I was reading an interview on IGN. It was like five questions to Reggie, and one of them was like, "Dude, do we get anything more for Mario Kart?" And he was like, "Well, there's like the amiibo stuff, and like, but here's the thing: is like we really think that like the core game itself is so really good that it has legs on its own on that." And it's like, yeah, that's true, dude, but. This is a no-brainer. Give us more tracks. Like, the fuck?
I mean, I'll play it here and there, but it's kind of already out of my rotation of something I'm going to sit down and play all the time. If they gave me more DLC, though, or, like, they gave me DLC, that would give me a reason to, like, boot it back up, play the new tracks, and...
Absolutely. Like, they're talking about keeping the community engaged, like, in this interview. And then, like, they asked him, like, well, what about, like, Mario Kart 8? Like, are you going to do anything to keep people coming back to that? And he's like, well, there's the amiibo stuff, but, like, I don't know. The game is so really good that, like, yeah, it's a good game. Like, you know, what the fuck? I'll pay, like, 10, 15 bucks for a cup. Like, an extra cup, you know?
Pretend like there's no DLC. There's got to be DLC for that coming out, though.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
You would think.
I mean, you look at Nintendo.
It's Nintendo.
Well, they're starting to get pretty DLC savvy, or...
Yeah, they are.
They understand the business now more than they ever have.
A little bit.
The fact that there's Mercedes DLC or DLC car says enough as it is. It's a bold move.
I suppose. But...
At least for Nintendo standards. Fucking, yeah.
I'm just saying, man, give me cups, dude. All the cups. I'll buy, like, I'm telling you, do $15 a pop. Like, give me Call of Duty prices. I will buy those fucking things, man.
Like, maybe a season pass?
Yeah, whatever, dude. I'd rather do that than wait, like, 2-3 years or, like, till the next console. They seem to do one per console for another one. Like, just give me a couple tracks. Just a little taste. Remake more of the old ones. You know? Have a Super Nintendo Cup DLC,
You take the best, like four tracks that you haven't already done for each of the different ones. And
they do need to, like, make more old-school tracks that people love. I mean,
those right there, redoing those, you're talking maybe a week or two of work. Like, come on, like, how much could it be? Like, the blueprint is there for you.
Yeah, I mean, like, they have the engine. Honestly, how hard is it to... I mean, I'm sure, yeah, they would have to redesign the level from the ground up, but still.
They have levels that they designed and kind of tossed away that if they worked on, they could fix them.
Right, yeah, polish them up.
Yeah.
And like, think, like, maybe, like, $10 a cup? You know, you get 8 cups with the game, so that's, like, what, $8 a cup, pretty much? So, maybe, yeah, what? Sure. Yeah, so, you know, new cups really need to make fucking new characters, man. They have enough characters. They just need more maps.
Yeah.
I kind of wish that they focused on, you know, the maps more. I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. The other thing, though, about the characters, like, I was thinking this as I was unlocking them, because, like, I would often get disappointed where it was like, here's baby, you know.
Oh, the baby shit's awful.
Here's one of Bowser's kids, and I was like, I get that it's Mario Kart, but, like, why can't there be just Nintendo characters, like fucking Link in a kart, or fucking whatever, dude. Other things besides Mario.
Like, Link, Pikachu. Zelda, Ganon, Pikachu.
Yeah, why the fuck not? Smash Bros on that shit.
Love me some Pokemon in there.
Jesus Christ.
I want Jigglypuff in a kart, damn it.
Shut up! I miss the old Napo. Napo that was cynical and not all lovey-dovey.
What are you talking about? I still hate you, world. Don't worry.
So Jeff, you play anything else?
I played Shovel Knight and... Oh, I tried Guacamelee tonight.
Yeah? How you like that?
I played like 10 minutes. Yeah, like I like the it's got style, man. Like it looks cool, and like I really dig the music. Like when you're just walking around in the town.
Right.
What is it? Is it a 2D fighter?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a 2D action game. Seems like I don't know. I was worried that it would play like, you know, like Streets of Rage, like a brawler type thing or whatever. It doesn't really. It kind of reminds me like the combat from what I've played so far. Kind of reminds me of like Batman. Where, like, you hit someone a couple times and a Y pops up over their head, and, like, you could, like,
You do, like, a finisher or something on them.
Yeah. And... You could actually, like, toss them into, like, the next guy behind them and kind of hurt the guy behind them, too. Yeah, so kind of, I think that's kind of how it felt to me, like, the combat anyways, but, like, in 2D.
I'm downloading it now, Jeff. If it's bad, I'm blaming you.
It's free.
Well, it's free on... Xbox One, so...
I mean, it's a really highly rated game, so... And, like, they
Wait,
just...
Wait, Guacamelee is?
Yeah, it's pretty high up there.
No, I mean, it's free on Xbox Live?
Yeah,
on...
It's fuck yeah.
It's, like, a new version that, like, they just released of it.
Oh,
like,
dude, yeah, I've been wanting to get that game for a bit. It looks cool.
I mean, it's not sucking me in big time yet, but, I mean...
Right.
It's too early for me to judge.
I mean, you know, what expectations do you need for a fucking free game? But, yeah, I heard, like, pretty good things about it.
That's the thing about a free game is, like, you could also discard it easier. Where you're like, all right, that's cool, and, like, I'll go play something else now.
Yeah, right.
You know, I want to give it a real chance to see what I think of it. And I don't know. So far, I have nothing bad to say about it. Like, it seems cool.
Cool. I downloaded it as well. I'll have to try it at some point. Fozzie, you been playing anything?
I have, actually. I just remember I've been playing fucking Final Fantasy 14.
Oh, really?
Fucking
is this the MMO that gets Fozzie into MMOs?
No.
Answer is, yeah, I don't know. it's cool. Like, I mean, it's great if you're a Final Fantasy fan, which I am. Like, it's pretty awesome. Just, you're on the start screen and you hear that, you know, Final Fantasy music going and... It's just nice and relaxing. It's like, oh, fuck yeah. It's a Final Fantasy game above all else. And game's pretty. A lot like how, like, Old Republic was. The combat's pretty cool, though. It's really weird. Okay, so, like, there's cooldowns. Like, you get moves. And then there's, like, a 2.5 second cooldown in between the moves. But you get other moves that are like every 30 seconds or something. You get like 5 of those. So in between those 2.5 second ones, you're hitting those 30 second ones every now and then.
Right.
It's hard to explain, but once you get really good at it.
That's pretty standard MMO combat. Like.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I was playing MMOs wrong before, but for me, like, it made sense, like, how they did it in this one.
Are you playing with a controller, or...?
Yes, that's what I love about the game, too, is that it's really well mapped to a gamepad. So, like, it's really nice not having to do mouse and keyboard, and just feels good. Like, it's a good, nice fix, you know, for someone that wants a Final Fantasy game. The story is, you know, not amazing, but I don't know. We'll see. I bought it because it was 50% off on the summer sale. So will it capture my attention? I don't know. One of my friends is really into it, so he really wants me to keep playing. So as long as, you know, he's around, I think I'll stick around too. But yeah, it's cool. Did you guys get any games off the summer sale yet? Or
I got a few.
I bought one game, and I didn't even buy it. So all I did was, like, get the cards and sell them.
And I got,
use that to buy a game.
I got Transistor, but I haven't played it yet.
Yeah,
I haven't played a single game from the winter sale yet that I bought. So I figured that maybe I should avoid buying any more games during this Steam sale until I actually play the older ones.
Oh, don't say such things, Nathan.
But the game I got was Shadowrun Returns, which I have wanted for a while. Yeah.
So. I bought the DLC for that. It was like 60% off on one of the days, so I got it for like $9 or something like that. I think you'll like that game. Maybe. It's a little simplistic.
Yeah. I've heard the expansion's a lot better, so if this mildly entertains me, then I have the expansion to hop into.
Did you get both?
I didn't get the expansion yet, but
you get wait till the winter sale and get it.
And get the expansion.
75% off.
Great.
I got the expansion for Shadowrun, and there was an early access game called Snow. It's like a skiing game that
I think they did a quick look on that, right?
I don't know. I had it on my wish list, though. I'm not sure why, but it went to, like, 75% off, and it was, like, $5. And I was like, I'll give this a shot. It looks really pretty. But, like Tony, I haven't played anything from the last sale, and I haven't played any of this stuff yet, so.
There were so many things I'm like, I should get that. I should get A Wolf Among Us. I should get...
I bought that, too.
Broken Age. But I'm like... Until I can make myself play the things that I haven't played
yet. Right, they already have.
It's tough to
but the fucking deals, my friend. 70% off.
Buy
all the things. Regret later.
Regret never. You save money. You'll play them eventually, right?
Save money.
That's the thing. You won't, because there's always...
Times because of Obama.
There's always new games coming out, and... We're moving on to that stuff, and it's like,
don't know what you're talking about.
I should go back and play this game.
What you're saying.
Well, now's the time to play all the games.
Yeah.
You know, just go for it. Just don't think about it. Just do it. Take your pants off.
Just a tip.
Tony, did you play anything this week?
I played some Pokemon. Actually, we played Titanfall.
We did.
They played Titanfall.
With the update.
Pepe decided not to play because he's an ass.
I was busy.
And I was fucking carrying Tony all day. Let's just say that one.
It was my first time playing in like 6 weeks, and I was awful.
Oh, I didn't play.
I thought you were like super awesome at this.
Well, I normally am, but I was pretty awful.
It's one of those things, though, where you stop playing and it's like you come back and everybody else has gotten better. Except Fozzie, who was evidently like some, like, savant.
I saw Fozzie with like a 25-3 match.
Yeah.
Like, well, what's...
Yeah, I was like, I had a good match that one, like, I went like 11-4 and I thought I was like doing pretty good, and then Fozzie's up there with 25-3, I'm like, alright, well.
At one point, I had 17 kills, and the next person on our team had like 3.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the match after that one, that was hysterical.
That was amazing. I was like, god damn, like, I usually don't do that good either. I was having a rare night. I don't know, maybe it was just the team that we're playing against, but I was just whooping their ass. Once I get that Titan, like, it's over. If you don't have your own Titan, I will hunt you down. I will fucking snipe you, it doesn't matter. I'm at you with everything I got.
Yeah, so they made some changes to the game.
Looks good. It looks a lot more streamlined. Just looks crisp.
You look crisp.
It's easier to make, like, your burn cards, like, just every time you die, you have just the 3-button hot key.
Yeah, they're right there. You don't have to go into, like...
Yeah, it's just little things here and there that get me excited for Titanfall 2, you know?
Yeah, they keep doing things. They keep updating it and making it better.
It's really a shame that game kind of, like, lost a lot of momentum. Like, I don't know too many people that play it, but it's still a great game to come back to and just be like, wow, that's great.
I heard the community died off on it a little bit.
Not on the Xbox One. I mean, PC is dead, but the Xbox One, there's still... Every playlist, there are people, and you get into games real quick, so...
Yeah.
Like, they actually removed modes from the PC version because nobody was playing them. So we played a round of Marked for Death. Fozzie didn't like it, so we messed up.
We were also massacred.
Yeah, we were destroyed. Like, and I mean, that was a mode, I played it a little bit over the weekend, and it was something that took me a little bit to kind of, like, get the understand exactly what should be going on. It's basically VIP. Each team gets, there's one person marked, and the other team is trying to kill that person. And when that person's killed, it kind of like roulette spins and a new person is picked.
I was the only person on our team, by the way, who scored in that round.
No, you weren't. I was the one that scored.
No, I was the one who
scored. I was the one.
No, it was me.
No, you lived.
Whether or not you scored.
No, Tony lived, but I think, Fozzie, you think you got the kill.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, Fozzie got the kill.
I'm the one that got the kill. You lived.
Yeah,
so I survived.
Yes, okay, yeah, I guess you count that.
So,
that's why, I mean, like, I got marked and instantly died. Like, it was like, you are now the target. So I'm like, all right, let me, like, kind of look around, and it goes start, and bam, I was dead. Great, fantastic. I played it a bunch over the weekend. I had a lot of fun with it. It can be really tense, though, when you are that marked person.
There's a kill zone game mode called Assassination that's just like that. I don't know if Titanfall's made for that, though. I mean, there's not a lot of, like, places where you can kind of just back into a corner and, like, it's a lot more open. I don't know. I guess the nice thing is that it's so fast-paced. It's like a... Like, kill zone, that Assassination mode was pretty cool because the maps were massive and lots of little places to hide, but it's still, yeah, you're right, it's fun. Just
I think you'd have to play a little more and, like, start to understand what makes it.
Yeah, I'm not saying, yeah, I still think it's pretty cool.
But yeah, we ended up playing a bunch of Pilot Hunter, and
Pilot Hunter's my jam, man. Bad end, just attrition, straight up attrition.
That was
play capture flag.
I am now I think when we finished the plan, I was Tony and I were like level 14 or 15.
Right.
And I played a bunch tonight, and I'm now level 25, and I've completed the DMR challenges.
Forgot those challenges and.
Yeah. So like your the regen challenges, like I'm starting to burn through them for Gen 5. So,
I mean, the funny thing is, honestly, I'd probably be like a Gen 6, Gen 7 by now.
Yeah, if you just did the challenges for it.
Well, no, it's just I never regened until just maybe a couple weeks ago. Like,
right
out of the blue, I was like, eh. But I always liked being level 50. There's just something fucking satisfying about that. Like, just, like, you know, when you're level 50 and you haven't regen, everyone's like, well, why is this guy not regening? They don't know my skill. They don't know.
Well, and, I mean, at level 50, at that point, you're just unlocking everything. Like you're just unlocking all the weapons, all the attachments, all the... So you could have a full arsenal at 50. Like, they don't know what they're actually going up against. Which does make it interesting. I enjoy the progression system, though. I think that they have a good loop there in that game. That's like crack that you just want to keep going.
I didn't.
You didn't play much of it, though.
No, I played a little bit, yeah. But yeah, I never... It's good. It is good. I'm not, like... Don't get me wrong. There's... I don't know.
Did you play anything else, Tony?
Not really, no.
No. I think I talked a little bit about it last week, that Zombie Driver game. Don was playing it for review, which I don't think he's posted yet. I don't know, I like it a little more than Don. Like, it plays like old school GTA, like the top down ones.
Oh boy.
Yeah, except with weapons on your car, so...
Hey, what's this called?
Zombie Driver Ultimate Edition. I don't know. It's dumb fun. I don't think it's worth $15, but... If it goes on sale or whatever, it's probably worth, like, maybe $5-6. It's fun enough. I'm enjoying the missions, just going through, killing the zombies, blowing up stuff. Just jumping in for a couple minutes and then jumping out. I also tried out RBI Baseball 14.
Oh, yeah?
That game is garbage.
What the fuck?
How could it not be?
On, like, a whole new level of garbage. It has real players. There's that, I guess.
And
game
teams.
Of the year.
And teams, yep. And teams. It's made by MLB.com. They are the listed developers and publishers of said game.
They can do that.
It's certainly not like anywhere near as nuanced as like MLB The Show. But it doesn't really play like RBI Baseball, like you remember either. Like, you can slide across the mound, like, that weird, like, you're not actually moving, you're just kind of, like, sliding. And the same with the box, like, you're in, when you're batting, you're in the batter's box, you just slide around the box, kind of floating around.
Great.
But I don't know, like, pitching and batting are just, like, they're not really fun. And then, once the ball gets out in the field and you're fielding, everybody seems to move together. So if it's a fly ball to the outfield and you're kind of moving your right fielder,
oh God, the ball, shut like, up.
Like the first baseman and the second baseman are moving like in tandem. Like you see, like you're moving your guy over and you see the first and second baseman moving over as well.
That's the horrible thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's so weird. And there's just no options to the game. Like you can play an exhibition, or you can play a season of 52 games, 82 games, or 81 games, and 162 games. I don't know why you'd want to play the long season, because it's brutal. there's no online at all, so... Like, I bought it to play with my son, and I wasn't going to buy the show for $60 because this was way cheaper.
Should have went with the show.
I just should have not gone with baseball, period. Like, just not got in a baseball game.
Well, the show has gone on sale a couple times. I think I've seen it on sale.
Probably. Yeah.
Not for that cheap, but...
No. It's really weird. Like, pitchers get tired by, like, the fourth inning. So it does kind of retain, I guess, that. Like, that original RBI baseball stuff. And then you only have four pitchers to choose from. So I was playing as the Phillies. Your first game, like, you know, Cole Hamels starts. And then when he gets tired in, like, the fourth inning, you either need to put in, like, a, like, Cliff Lee or the hell was the other guy they got? There's somebody else, and then they have a Papelbon as, like, the closer. It's like, that's it. Like you have to, like, use your starters, and that's the pitching staff. And then if you want to sub out for hitting, like, there's, like, four hitters that you can sub in. And they all look exactly the same.
Why don't they just have the full roster? It doesn't even
I don't know.
Sense.
None. Makes no sense. So that game's pretty much garbage. I'd recommend not playing it.
I already did that.
Yep.
I'm going to continue not playing it.
Yep, continue to not play that. And then, like, Jeff got me, like, he played Outlast last week. And so I wanted to play Outlast again for the third time. So I did. And I'm almost done. And that game is still really a lot of fun.
It's a really good game. I was thinking about it a little bit after I finished it. I was like, it's kind
of... The replayability, though, or are you just playing for the hell of it?
I'm just playing for the hell of it. Like, just, I'm getting achievements now, so.
Xbox?
Yeah. That game is still, it gets the horror aspect right. Like, even though they're kind of cheap, jumpy scares, like, when you're being chased, like, it's terrifying.
It is. But also, I like, there's lots of little touches as you're walking around from room to room, like the atmosphere as well.
Oh yeah. The music is just fantastic. When I was
the music is really good.
Like,
yeah.
Like this is, like, it's something that I think a lot of, like, game developers that make horror games don't get right. Just like the sound design and the music for a horror game is so important, and if you mess that up, like. It doesn't work. Like a lot of the problem with, like, the Resident Evil games, outside of that they're so dumb recently, is that, like, they're, like, backed with, like, metal music and, like, there's no, like, there's, it gets, like, when you get in, like, a combat situation, it all of a sudden, like, just, it's not horror anymore, it's, like, this action game, and that's not scary, so, like, it's cool that Outlast actually, like, throws that in, and, like, I've already played it. This is the third time playing it. It's like you still get scared when shit jumps out, and it's very, very effective.
Yeah, there are some scripted jump scares for sure in the game, and they work though. They're like you said, they you do jump, but just in general, the vibe you get off of walking through that goddamn place is they did a great job. And like I did, like I remember very early on in the game going, man, this music is like really fucking perfect for what's going on right here. So yeah.
I was doing the one section tonight where you've escaped the crazy doctor dude and you've gone outside and it's pitch black, so you're basically like using your camera to like kind of light the way, but you can't see too far. And then you get to this one area where the big behemoth dude is at, and it's just like you can't see him, but you hear his chains rattling, and it's like you're trying to creep around to get to the next area, and it's like really tense. It's really, really effective. So, yeah, I'm like sitting here going like, oh, it came out on PS4 and Xbox One this year. Like, right now, I would probably put it on my top 10 list if I had to, even though
I was thinking about it when I played it. I was like, I would put this on my list, but I don't know if it counts. Like. I mean, I guess it kind of counts, right? It was released on...
Oh, you're saying it came out last year? I gotcha.
Yeah, it came out on PC last September, but, like, most people didn't get a chance to play it until, like, you know, PS4 and Xbox One, so...
And it technically released, like, I mean,
I don't know. I might put it in my personal.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I'll fight for it. Not game of the year.
No, certainly probably make my list. At this point, I would think it makes my list.
Yeah.
Oh, and I finished Watch Dogs. That's a game.
Yeah. That's how I felt about it.
Something.
Something to play.
Disappointment.
Yeah.
Disappointment.
There's like guns and bullets and shit, right?
I don't know. There are guns and bullets. I don't know. I put like 35 hours into that game.
Wow. That's a lot for just a game.
Yeah, like especially, like, I mean, I did the entire story. I did all the like collectible shit.
Wow, that's awesome.
And then I did I finished up the, what are they, like the gang hideout missions, which are kind of fun. They're like puzzles where you go in, kill everyone. Yeah, well, you don't have to kill everyone. That's like you don't even have to kill them. You have to knock down the one or the two or the three guys that they mark, and then you have to get out of there. So it's like kind of like a
easy there, easy buddy,
easy.
It's like some recyclables going on.
That beer bottle thing.
Well, that's
that's all right.
It's not me.
Oh,
oh.
Tony's wife taking out the recyclables.
Yes.
I like that aspect of it. The combat in that game kind of sucks though. Like a lot.
What the hell game are we talking about?
Watch Dogs. Like shooting, shooting isn't really fun.
I already forgot about it.
It's not very good.
It's very forgettable.
That game. the story is so bad.
So dumb.
The story is really weak. Like, just arbitrary and all over the place. And
not, and just, like, the guy is so fucking unlikable. Like, I don't know, he's just fucking douchey looking and sounding and acting and everything. Like,
and there's no way to
play as him.
There's no way to make him not look douchey looking.
Right?
Like, I think we talked a little bit about this last week. They had so much money, like, just from walking around hacking everybody, that I went into the clothes store and bought everything.
And,
and it's just, it's like 62 different
variation
costumes
that
are
thing.
All the same thing. It's like, well, this one is black with a red liner. This one is black with a blue liner.
Like,
this
why
one is
have
blue
that
with
shit?
A brown liner. Like,
at that point,
so
just fucking don't even bother.
Right.
Give you the options.
It's like, why is there a clothes store in this game? It's like, oh, well, we had a checklist from what
open
like,
world games.
Yeah, what you should do in an open world game, and so we just checked that one off, right? That's what you're supposed to do.
That's awful.
I had said this last week as well. I was having problems, like, I had never been invaded in that game. I had never played any of the multiplayer either, because evidently my NAT was like set to strict,
and it
couldn't connect to anything. So I'm like, I was trying to do the online races because there's an achievement for doing like 10 of them, and I could not connect for shit. And finally, like I looked into it, I was like, you need to open up your NAT. And as soon as I did that, I was able to.
Bam.
Yep.
So there's, like, regular multiplayer in the game? I thought it was all just, like, you can invade people's shit and try to...
Yeah, there's... So you go into the menu, and there's, like, the online contract section. And then there's like, a team-based, like, hacking mode, where I guess you're a team, like, hacking against another team. And then there's, like, the one-on-one trailing or hacking. Then there's actual, just, like, street races. And then there's just one other thing, too, I think. I don't know. None of it was particularly great.
There's one mission they make you do in the, like, campaign, I think, like, early on, where you have to, like, someone's, like, hacking you, and you have to find them.
Yeah.
Right.
That, like, and I did, like, another one where, like, you're the person hacking them. It was definitely fun to be the person hacking another guy and, like, is he gonna see me? Like, I'm sitting, like, right in front of this motherfucker, he can't see me. That was kind of, like, an interesting little game, but I don't know. I would find it more annoying than anything if I'm going through the game, I keep getting invaded by people.
Yeah. I don't know, whatever. That game's... I had fun with it. It was enjoyable for what it was. I have a feeling that, like, when whatever Watch Dogs 2 is, it'll be a way more refined take on that.
The game's sold enough, they might as
well.
Yeah,
there will be another one. Like, we know that, right? Like,
I mean, there has to be, right?
Yeah, like, two years from now, there'll be a Watch Dogs 2, and then we'll get a Watch Dogs every year for the next, like, 6 years.
I think it's going to be viable. Like, I feel like this... Like, this at least had that, you know, the E3 trailer hype, but, you know.
I'm not excited for it. I'll put it this way. Yeah, I couldn't get... Like, one day I will play through Watch Dogs, but, like, other games are keeping me more entertained right now. I own it, too. I'm not, like, just saying that. I fucking have the game.
Right, you're afraid of it.
I've tried with it.
I see a lot of similarities between Watch Dogs and the original Assassin's Creed.
It's like, you know, it could be better. Like,
well, like, I mean,
good,
like,
good first attempt.
With just, like, the history of Assassin's Creed, like, you look at it, and, like, that first game, very ambitious, but...
Yeah, like, but it wasn't... It was
ultra repetitive. And, I mean, I wouldn't say it was shit, but it definitely, like... You don't like Assassin's Creed in general, though, so... It's like,
yeah, it's true, they're all shit.
Like, yeah.
Sorry. Terrified.
but then, like, 2 came out, and they had definitely kind of refined the formula and found what worked with it. And I have a feeling, like, that's what Watch Dogs 2 will be.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And if that does well, then we will see one every year for, like, 7 years straight. Probably 2 a year at some point, like they do with Assassin's Creed, so... Yay that. I think that's it for stuff we've been playing. Is there any news? I mean, outside of, like, a couple items
well,
that we might want to talk about?
I don't have any extra stuff, but we can talk about the, I guess, the Giant Bomb thing.
Yeah, so, I guess I'll, like, I'd only caught something that Corey had actually said to Justin yesterday about, you know, Giant Bomb hiring 2 more white dudes to be on their staff. And then evidently at some point yesterday, like, somebody came out and said something about how they were disappointed in that, and that there were other qualified minority people for that position that should have been considered. And then shit went crazy where there were, like, death threats thrown at these people, and, like, the Giant Bomb community evidently, like,
which
did
is
not...
pretty rabid.
Yeah, like, they got really riled up, and the way I'm looking at it, they kind of made an ass of themselves, I guess, if they were, like, threatening the lives of people or other shit. But at the end of the day, like, I don't know, like, it's a hiring thing, like, I would think that a site like Giant Bomb would hire the people that they feel work best for them. I don't know.
I think all the minorities should be happy that they're not working in games journalism. How about that?
Oh. Suppose.
Find a better job.
I think what it is the minorities that are actually in games journalism are upset. As they should be.
Sure. I think there's too much controversy every day on the internet.
I agree wholeheartedly. I don't know.
It's like there's something new that people are fucking really pissed about. Like,
see,
every week we got a new story. People are pissed about this.
The problem is that now it's starting to feel a lot like The Boy Who Cried Wolf, where I'm really starting to care less and less about people's causes, and it sounds so fucked up.
No, I hate
it. Like, yes, like, these are things that are happening, and it sucks, but, like, you're the attitude and the smugness of people nowadays, it just, like, it really pisses me off. Like, I understand you want this shit to happen today or tomorrow, but it's not. So you might have to understand that. It's shitty, but it's true. So I don't know. It's just like it seems like it's the same issues every time, but they don't focus on one thing, you know. It's just like, okay, 2 weeks ago it was the Assassin's Creed thing. Now it's the all, you know, like all female or no female, all male tournaments and stuff. I don't know. It's just
I guess we can tie that in with this here, is that like there is an official Hearthstone tournament, I guess. I don't know if it's run by Blizzard or, but they've gotten backing to run this tournament in some way, in some capacity, and they have excluded women from being able to be in this tournament because they wanted to align it more with the traditional way of, you know, seeding sports where men wouldn't play women.
It's video games.
Yeah, that's right? Kind of my thought on that one.
It's like, that like, makes no sense. Yeah, I mean, there's no physical advantage.
Right. Like, you know, like, there's a reason that guys don't play women in, like, you know, tennis or in golf or, like, because just physically, like, in not all the time, but oftentimes, like the men athletes are stronger than the female athletes. Like, so there's definitely a discrepancy there. In this, like, it's a card game. It's a fucking card game. Like, there's no advantage to being a woman or a man here.
Well, but okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate here, but okay, let's look at chess, for example. Isn't traditionally, like, the men, don't they tend to win more? I mean, I don't know. Like, again, like...
In chess?
I really have no...
I'm not...
Men are also better drivers.
I mean, that's the implicit thing here.
It's that the men are in a different class than the women, therefore they have to be separate.
Yeah, but that's not true. I mean,
no, I understand that. I'm just saying that. Games,
I know a lot of girls that are like, or I've played girls in games that are like way better than me at certain games. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying.
Apparently, wasn't your ex-girlfriend way better at you at Call of Duty than you were?
She was better at me than Call of Duty. She was better at me than on Guitar Hero for sure. Tony Hawk. She could do better than me at Tony Hawk. I'm pretty good at Tony Hawk, honestly. So, but the point being is, like, yeah, there's no advantage one way or the other if you're a guy or a girl when it comes to video games. Like, if you're good at it, you're good. Like, I don't know. And
I think that reasoning is kind of shitty. Like, it's pretty fucking stupid. I didn't know that was the reasoning behind it, but.
Well, that was one of the reasons they gave, and then there was another quote from somebody else within that the hierarchy of that tournament that said that they made the dumb comment of, like, well, like, we wouldn't want, like, a woman beating a man in this tournament, so that's why.
Right. That's not there. See, that's stupid. Like, that's
why.
That's just dumb.
Like,
right? Like, who cares? Like, if she's better at this game than you, what does it matter?
That seems really, really weird.
Right now. What my point was trying to be is that...
Pazzi.
What?
Were you just playing with me just now?
No, I'm playing still.
I beat your ass on that Rainbow Road, motherfucker.
Rainbow Road is a shitty one, anyways. So, what I was trying to say is, okay, so you're saying that, for example, yes, women can't compete with guys as far as football is concerned. But
sure, like, in generally, I'm sure there are some women that can compete with men, but in general,
okay,
probably yes.
Okay, yes, but and so what I'm saying is that okay, but like this is more of a mental game, like these card games, video games, things of that nature. So, but isn't there a more mental game? Like, aren't there like kind of male only, as far as. Maybe not the whole sports in general, but aren't there tournaments where there's mental games that are, like, separate
genders. Are there men chess tournaments? Like, just men? Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to get at.
Are there, or do you know?
And again,
I don't know.
Maybe this would be... I don't know. Like, I'm just...
It would seem like, weird
to me. If it was an all-female tournament, would there be a controversy around it? That's all
I'm wondering. Of course not.
Or would it be called empowerment? You know, I mean, and I'm sorry.
I understand, like, it.
Like, do you understand what I'm trying to say? And I don't.
Right, but I think that would be exclusionary as well, and I think anybody that called them on it could, like.
No one.
I mean, for example, I can't join the Frag Dolls, but no one has a problem with that. You know, I mean, is it. I don't know.
Are you upset, Podgy?
Huh?
Are you upset?
I am kind of upset. I would love to join the Frag Dolls. it's a very, just, I don't know, it's a blurry line nowadays, and it just seems like no matter what, you'll always be the asshole if you're a certain fucking group, so I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know, it's pretty awesome being white, though, I'll say that.
Yes.
White male has its moments.
Sure.
Just white straight male, Jeff. White straight male.
If you have the means, I highly recommend it.
I do not see any. No, I mean, I'm just basing this off of Wikipedia. I do not see any distinction in men not being able to play women in chess.
So if there's like a big chess tournament, it'll be both genders.
Will there? Okay, fair enough.
Based on what I'm reading here, so.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, I don't even know. Like, that's why I was asking is, like, I don't know how tournaments like that work, but.
Like, I don't know. Like, I look at it this way, like, women can play in the World Poker Championship, right?
Right.
It's
all one tournament.
Right. I mean, that's kind of what I, like, view this as. Like, it's the same type
of
thing.
Fair enough. I don't know, but like, how big is this tournament anyways? Like, that's another thing is, again, we're finding stuff to complain about, but it's not like this is the World Series of Poker for video games.
I don't even know.
Like, what is the game even?
I think it's a very small tournament in Korea or something. I don't know. Like, I'm not sure, but it's just people read the headlines and then immediately they're like, oh my god, you must fucking everything.
Let's see. Alright. Well, you are correct in that. Not Korea, but it's a Finland esports tournament.
And you don't know what people in Finland do. They're scary as hell.
It's true.
That's one way of putting it.
Yes, exactly. Scandinavians, man. They're a crazy group of people. I don't know, and I'm not trying to make light of the issue. I understand that, like, yeah, it's hurtful. But again, like, I feel that, like, focus your power on something, like just one thing. Attack that idea, like attach yourself to it. But
yeah,
people get pissed off at the giant bomb thing, and then this, and then like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. Now, like, all I do is I just anticipate the new controversy, and then when it hits,
definitely
I'm like,
controversy. Like, always.
I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that sucks. Okay, bye in a week. See ya. You know, I mean, reminds me of like that one where that girl that tweeted about going to Africa. I hope I don't get AIDS because I'm white or something. Like, no one remembers that shit. And that girl lost her job over that stupid ass thing. Like, it's so dumb over the shit people get pissed off about.
I'm with you, Fozzie. I don't care about anything. Fuck it all.
I guess. Yeah. And it sucks because people will be like, oh, well, you're a male. You wouldn't understand. Fuck that.
Well, this is kind of the point, though. I mean, this stuff happens all the time because this stuff happens all the time. And you're going the other way. You're like, well, stop talking about it. And it's like, no. This stuff hasn't been fixed yet.
I think a lot of
pay attention.
I think a lot of this is
and you're like, oh,
drummed up
I can't
fucking
hear
controversy
anymore.
I
mean, some of it is drummed up. I will give you that. But the drummed up stuff is representative of greater injustice that's going on all the time.
True.
That you don't hear about.
I understand, even these little things,
they don't really matter in the grand scheme of things. But they do, because they represent the other stuff that nobody talks about.
They do, but how they're getting their point across, I think it's just like...
Well, how would you recommend that they get their point across? Like, what would they do for you to confront women's issues?
Focus on something. Like, just focus on something. Don't have a new thing to complain about.
Where would they present this to you where you would find it acceptable? Because you kind of just throw out this wild generality, and you're like, focus on something. Well, what? How
I can't tell you.
You in a way.
I can't tell you.
I can't tell you right off of a specific thing. But
well, I know, but think about it.
For example, if you want, don't come up
with some crappy answer off the top of your head. I'm saying,
oh my goodness,
this is the reason these issues come up is so that you think about them, and you take them into account, and you change your behavior because of this kind of thing. Like,
okay.
it's not somebody's bringing this kind of thing to you and saying, Fozzie, you're a horrible person. You have to change everything about you right now. Do it right now. It's to make you think.
I do think, I think that the games media and Twitter feeds off this controversy, though, every week. It's kind of like they're going to look for it anywhere they can because people are fucking so into it.
Well, the other thing you have to remember about the games media is there's a lot of it that's just trying to justify its own existence at this point. Because a lot of what the games media used to do in terms of news and presenting their product to people with Twitter, with social media, we don't need them for that anymore. So we're like, okay, what do we do?
And I get what you're saying, Tony, but I mean, in a way, Fozzie's kind of right. I was like, why don't we focus on equal pay for women or something? Something bigger than, oh, girls can't play in this fucking tournament. Like, yeah, that's indicative of a larger problem, but dude, I personally can't be upset about a new fucking thing every week. Like, I don't know. I just don't care anymore about a lot of this shit. My life's going to be the same no matter what.
And Napo, what's the end goal if you're jumping from one thing to another? To get people thinking, yes, I understand where you're coming from. But at the same time, it's also the way that they're presenting it.
I don't think all the other thing, your assumption is that all of these issues are coming from the same people, and they're not.
They're not?
No.
Yeah, the people of Twitter. It's all the same people.
The people of Twitter is a lot of people. thousands of people.
Same crowd I see every fucking week.
And you're painting them with one brush and making them like one tiny group, and that's not exactly how it works. They don't like go to a club and say, okay, what are we protesting this week?
They don't go on a club, but it's the same people every week. I don't know. It's just for me, it's like they just, they don't... Some people just don't understand that, okay, people are going to have different thought processes, but they treat you like a monster for that instead of trying to convey how they feel, how you
right.
make them feel.
Instead of having a dialogue about like the differences.
It's just this raw anger.
You're wrong, I'm right, and it doesn't matter what you say because you're privileged, and so get out of my face. Like, that's legitimately what I saw yesterday, this morning with the giant bomb thing yesterday. Was somebody brought this, you know, they
I got you, Fozzie.
Oh,
they stated their kind of opinion on it, which is fine. They're fully like entitled to state their opinion. Then somebody asked the question of like, well, what if, you know, what if they hired the most qualified people for the job?
Right.
And this person responded back with a fuck off. Like that was her response back was just fuck off. Like that's not a dialogue. Like somebody is asking you a legitimate question and your response to this thing is fuck off. You're wrong.
Right.
I'm right. Like
America.
And whether that's like whether that's how she wanted to it just comes off, and like a lot of times that seems to be how these things like react, is that there's this anger built up, and if you ask them a legitimate question, they view you as like, why would you ask such a stupid thing? Like, just get the fuck out of my get the fuck out of my way. Like, stop asking me questions. I don't want to talk about this with you. Like, I just want to vent. Well, you venting's great.
Nonsense.
Like, it's great that you want to get your viewpoint out there, but we can't. We can't get an understanding of how you feel. You can't convey how you feel if we don't have an actual dialogue.
This is why I bring Chris, because he can just take my thoughts and run with it. But that's exactly what I'm saying, is that, like, it doesn't feel like we should be teaching people, you know, like, this is where we're coming from, this is why we're upset. Instead of, like, this very smug, like, holding them out, wow, you think like this, how fucking primitive, like, okay, maybe so, but, like, you have to be able to convey what you, why you're upset, like, not just with hashtags or fucking just a controversy, like, tell me why, you know?
I still don't know what the hashtag yes all women is, because, like, I didn't,
oh god,
I was like too lazy to look up what it meant. I was like, I'm sure it's something about, like,
well, it's just like, it's conveying over, like, how women, that hashtag was actually probably, like, a really good one, because it did, like, you know, it made you feel like, and kind of understand where they come from. But I don't know, I think that Chris kind of nailed the fucking coffin, is that, or sorry, that's the wrong way to say
nailed
that.
The coffin?
He put the words together in sense for us.
Yeah, exactly. Just nailed the coffin, don't worry about it. But you know what I'm saying, is that, like, you know, Chris stated it perfectly.
I don't
know. He nailed that coffin. He really did.
Shut up, Napo.
Nail it.
Wrong.
Yeah. I'm never wrong.
I don't know, it is tiring, though.
It is.
It's like, sometimes I see this stuff and it's like, I want to get involved with it and, you know, kind of, like, get out there, and it's just like, it just becomes so hateful that I don't want to weigh in at all.
It's the same argument.
Like, I just shut it down. And I think that's more detrimental to anything. Like, if you are just the way the attitude is coming, that you are turning away people that might be sympathetic to your cause, that, like, it, with anything, like, it's not just, like, not just with the, with women's rights or with, you know, gay rights or, other minority rights, like, it's just, in general, like, there's just such this toxicity on the internet that it's like, it's probably the worst place to have any sort of conversation and learn anything at all.
Which is weird, because it should be, like, the best, like, it's...
Right, it should be the most open, like...
Yeah, because it's the most accessible.
And instead, it's everyone kind of just, like, backs themselves into their own corner. Everyone's so defensive about everything, and it just really, really, it becomes really nasty.
Well, people are just really judgmental of other people, which I get. If they're Republican, like, yeah, sure, okay, fucking, you know, hate them, I don't care. But, like, otherwise, come on, man. Try to understand.
What are you...
I'm just saying Republicans aren't human. That's all.
Oh boy.
Did I say that?
It's almost true.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, yeah. It scares me, because, like, I do want to have conversations with people, but I feel that if there's certain people on Twitter that I try, like, talking to, like, anything but their exact point being made, like, they'll just disown it, or they'll dismiss it and just not...
Brian.
Brian's right about everything. You didn't know that.
I just, whenever he talks about anything, I cringe.
It's like, and he's a relatively intelligent person sometimes, but.
Sorry.
What did you light on Fozzie, Fozzie?
Nothing I can do. Hold on. Oh god, it's going so slow too. It's going right to it. Oh god. Hold on.
Oh, that was great.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I'm back.
Fozzie, so, I'm not about to smoke a cigarette.
Alright, that's cool.
Maybe I'll join you. How did you find my game, by the way? Like, you just go to, like,
went to your friends list, and then I saw that there's a checkered flag next to your name, so I just pressed join.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know you could just join. I thought you had to, like, create a room and, like, hopefully your friends could fucking play with you.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, there we go.
That was good talk.
Social awareness.
Ape was very angry. I liked it.
I'm angry.
Got me all excited.
I'm not angry.
Oh, you were angry. It was
not really.
I liked it though. It's good talk. What else we got?
Oh, there's one other, and it's not really a a news item, but it was something that Earl had posted up. I guess it was on NeoGAF. That this idiot basically this YouTube I guess he's a Let's Player. His YouTube name is Darkside Phil. He blamed IGN for Airtight Games closing down. This is the series of tweets, I guess, that he put out there. Murdered sole suspect game dev has gone out of business. Blame should be placed solely on the shoulders of IGN for their irresponsible review. If only the common gamer would stop taking IGN seriously, because they're the TMZ of gaming media. Pure drama for attention and no legitimacy. IGN gave the game a negative early review, all gaming media bandwagoned the game into hell. Dev gambled everything on it. Already explained, IGN gave it negative early review before anyone else, and then everyone else bandwagoned. Do some research. I think if a company goes out of business, directly after the game came out, it has nothing to do with whether IGN or anybody gave it a bad review.
Right. Like, the company was going down anyway.
Right.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry, dude.
It seems absurd that, like, anybody can make a critical response over something, and it's like, oh, well, you shut my studio down, or, like, no. Like, make better games.
Right.
They didn't just
make up the review from nothing.
Right. And here's, like, so the person that reviewed it didn't like it. Like, that doesn't mean that if they did like it, that studio would have stayed in business. Because I don't think Murdered Soul Suspect was going to sell...
For example, Kingdoms of Amalur.
Right. And that game sold well.
It sold great, except it didn't sell the 4 million or whatever they needed it to sell.
Right.
To stay afloat.
Like they wanted, you know, numbers that sequels don't even make at some points. Like, is this what we're coming to? Like, now nobody's going to do reviews? So stupid. I blame Jeff.
Yeah.
I normally blame Jeff too.
Always blame Hefe.
I think he's unconscious. Jeff, are you conscious?
No, he went to smoke a cigarette. He said. Mm.
Do we have any questions? Did Jeff get any questions? Do we know?
I don't think so. I probably should have asked your questions earlier. My bad. I meant to say. Hit the nail on its head.
Okay. Alright, just keep nailing the coffin. Tell me when something actually happens.
Nabo, don't be upset, because you're...
I'm what?
An idiot. Yeah.
Damn it! You discovered my weakness. I can't take being called an idiot.
So, you guys have any plans for 4th of July?
Mario Kart? I don't know, I'm heading over to Hobby's house, and we're going to watch fireworks from his rooftop.
Nice.
That does sound fun.
Yeah, it'll be cool. Space Needle has fireworks that come off of it, so.
Ooh.
That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. That's what they do for, like, New Year's, too.
They blow up the Space Needle? Do they rebuild it afterwards?
Yep.
I'm going to watch my wife's uncle drunkenly set off fireworks in his backyard and probably set himself on fire.
Perfect.
Sweet. How many fingers does he have?
He still does have all of them, somehow. Every once in a while, though, there's a mishap in his backyard when he's playing with his fireworks. So. I mean, when you drink all day and then you want to play with explosives, it's not a great combination.
Those two things sound like they should go great together.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm heading to Virginia Beach for the weekend, so that'll be fun. I'm going to hopefully be driving right across the Bay Bridge as that hurricane goes by.
Nice. Don't blow away.
Yeah, I'm hoping not. I wanted Jeff to come back because he was talking about a PS4, but I don't know if he's
going to
be
back. How long is this damn cigarette going to take?
Right. We were telling him not to buy it, too.
Question. So for the PS4 bundle, is Destiny going to be essentially free, or is it going to be like $450?
I don't know. Did they announce a price on that?
I don't know.
My guess would be it would probably be more expensive, right? Like, I don't see them giving that away.
Right.
Did they not do that for Titanfall?
They did do that for Titanfall. It was the same price as the normal Xbox One bundle.
Yeah, except Microsoft needed to sell the units.
Right.
Sony is up by like 2 million units. I don't know if they need to give away a game to get people to buy it. Like, they're still taking first place every month.
Oh, I never talked about my headset.
Oh.
I got a headset for my Xbox One.
Yeah?
The XO7.
Okay.
Is that Turtle Beach or whatever?
It is Turtle Beach.
Yeah. Like
so it. So, it's nice. So, it's a wired headset, but it's only wired into the controller. And it runs off the controller battery.
Oh, that's cool.
Which I thought was really cool. It's pretty comfortable, too. Sound is good. Not great. They don't have any, like, surround sound headsets yet.
How much did that cost you? Like, 80?
$125. I got the comfortable one.
Oh?
Yeah.
So why didn't you talk to us when we were playing Titanfall?
It kept telling me that chat was down, so...
Weird.
I don't know what was going on with that, but I was trying. Like, I had it all hooked up and ready to go.
Alright, well, since we don't really have any questions, how about this? You guys watch YouTube videos at all? Like, as far as, like, watching people discuss games or anything?
Generally, no, but...
Oh, God. So is this the PewDiePie thing?
No. No, I'm not talking, like, Let's Play. I'm talking about... people that essentially do what we do, except podcasting.
They do like a video show.
Yeah, it's. Well, anyways, what I'm trying to get to is I've been watching this new guy. He's not new; he's pretty established. But his YouTube account is Final Bossman, but it's spelled Bosman, so no two S's.
Okay.
Really good. You guys should check it out. And so. You know, anyone listening out there, you guys should give it a try, because he's really smart. He doesn't really have... He just, like, kind of talks about, like, whatever he wants. It's on game trailers, though, so... I mean, it's pretty official stuff as far as production-wise. But, yeah, he's really smart about, you know, what he talks about, and so...
Yeah.
He's really funny, too, so...
Yeah, right? I'm all of the above.
Shut up, Smoker.
Oh, you're the final boss, man?
Wait, what? What?
So I'm going to take that as a no.
Sure.
So, Jeff, before we end this, why do you want a PS4? Why are you looking for a reason to buy a PS4?
I don't know, just because I could if I want to. I could buy it. Like.
So really,
well, I know you're going to buy one anyway, so...
I'm going to buy one.
I'll buy one right now.
I'm going to buy one at some point anyways, but it's like, I'm out of room for consoles. Like, I have hooked up right now 360, PS3, Xbox One, Wii U. It's like, I only
can't possibly play all those simultaneously.
I don't, like.
Yeah, I unhooked my PS3 because I just was out of room.
I might unhook my 360, but I don't know. It's just, I don't play the 360. Like, I don't know, dude.
And with that Halo collection, there's coming the little reason to
like,
keep it plugged in. Like, I think once that Halo collection comes out, I may unhook my 360.
Like, my 360, God, no! If I played it at all at this point, it would be to play like the arcade games, because I own like a shitload of really cool arcade games for it. But other than that, I don't know. I've played everything on it a billion fucking times. And
yeah, I have games that I haven't finished yet, like Borderlands 2 on it, and it's just, I don't know if I'm ever going to get back to play that.
I have games that I haven't even started yet, like Splinter Cell, Blacklist.
That game, alright, yeah, man. Dude,
I need to play that.
Play it. It's so good, dude. Like, I played it on Wii U, and it was awesome, so it's got to be great, right?
Nope.
Oh, Jeff, just in terms of the PS Plus stuff, you can buy that on the Sony website and not need a PS4. So, like, when you get a PS4, you can actually have all the PS Plus stuff ready to go.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I mean,
maybe I should. Like, if you were interested in that stuff.
I could put, like, but, shit in my like, download queue, like, yeah. Do it on PS3.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, yeah. You could like, you just buy it on the website, which is free. Like, you sign in and they recognize you have PS Plus, and you just hit the go button on it, and it'll say that you own it then, or you know, whatever. So it's like kind of there for. I don't even need to turn my PS4 on now, because it's like I just do that on there. It's like when I get around to when I actually have a, you know, another big game that I want to play on my PS4. I will also have these other games, like Towerfall and stuff
like that. That's one I'd like to play. Like, I don't know, I was, like, today I was like, I could go pick one up after work if I want, but I was like, I don't play my Xbox One that much. All I play is Wii U these days, like, no joke, you know what I mean? I play, like, Mario or Mario Kart, like.
And so do you want to go and spend $400 on something that's probably going to get about as much use as your Xbox One?
Yeah, like Xbox One, I played, I mean, I was deep, I was like big into Outlast. That was a fun 4 hours, you know, and you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing there right now where I'm like, fuck it. Like, I'm not that into Titanfall. And that's not even on PS4. You know, you get what I'm saying? There's just, right. I don't, what the fuck is on PS4 that I need it? Like,
Infamous.
I don't play Seattle. Yeah.
Dude, there's no reason. Just wait till Destiny.
That's why we keep telling you. Get Destiny on Xbox.
Yeah, like.
That's what I'm saying. Is like, honestly, I don't feel that this generation, we're still kind of calling it the next gen, which is really weird,
yeah,
but it's not true.
I feel that they.
It's here, but it's not.
I think they launched a year too early.
Yeah.
Well, I just feel that 2015 is when we're finally going to make that transition.
Right. We'll get the real games that are actually truly next-gen that make full use.
Right.
And they cut the tether,
I mean, like,
so they're not
yeah.
trying to like loop the last-gen stuff in, but it still works.
I hope they're still not. And on top of that, it's like, yeah, like PlayStation has no real identity yet other than it's like, you
it's
know, like
indie
there's
box,
no...
right?
Like, yeah, like...
The identity is it's the indie... machine, which is
like,
cool,
but Wii U has some cool indie support, you know, and I don't know, whatever.
Right, like Shovel Knight released there first. And
it's fucking it's a great game, you know. So,
like, I think if you own any of the three new systems, like Wii U is a little hard calling it one of the new systems, but it's the newest Nintendo home console. I think you have plenty to play, enough to hold you over until like the real next gen stuff comes.
I would highly recommend, if you're thinking of getting one of them, get the Wii U. Like, I know you guys are like, oh, he's biased. Don't listen to him.
You are.
It doesn't have a ton of good games, but like it does have like a chunk of really great games. You know what I mean? So, like, you're talking like, you know, 5 to 10 games that are just, like, awesome.
Maybe. That's pushing.
And, I mean, I'd say...
Maybe by the end of this year.
Xbox One has one awesome game right now. Like,
yeah. And I've been exclusive.
For a console, like, if you Jeff can't play PC games. Like, he doesn't have a PC that does it, so...
Yeah.
And I'm honestly still looking for that game for the PS4. Like, Infamous was not it for me, so.
Yeah,
like, Xbox One has a personality already. There's Titanfall, there's Dead Rising, there's, you know, there's a couple fucking games It's like PS4, what, like Killzone, no one gave a fuck. You know, and then there's Infamous. That's it.
Yeah. I do like the screenshot feature.
I see a lot of people use that.
It's pretty cool. I kind of wish the Xbox would have it. I was able to, like, in fact, some of the stuff for the Destiny piece I did, I got the screenshots right from my PS4.
That's pretty cool. But, alright, one feature I love about Xbox One is Xbox, record that, right?
Right.
It is broken as fuck in Outlast. You say, Xbox, record that, and record, right away it says, you know, game clip recorded. I'm like, how did you record a clip already? And it gives you, like, from like a minute before wherever the scare was. So it's just like you randomly looking at your menu or walking around and you're like, dude, that's not what I said. So I just started like obsessively going, Xbox, record that. So like it would just like record like everything. And I'd go through it to see what's worth posting.
You know what, probably the best way to do that is just integrate Twitch and set up archiving. And then you can go back. Yeah, and then you can go back, and you can actually edit your archived Twitch videos to upload to YouTube. So if, like, there was something in particular you wanted in that play session, you could cut that out and upload it to YouTube. And actually, I think the stream quality looks a little bit better sometimes than the Xbox to record that stuff.
Yeah,
so.
the upload, like, videos when you watch them, like, it's
they're really, really grainy.
Yeah, a little rough, yeah.
Sometimes they look fine, but other times it's like, hey, what the hell's going on here?
You're making this shit look bad. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll be playing Destiny shortly, though, right? Like,
it's only a month or two away.
We'll be playing the beta shortly.
That's right.
Like sometime this month.
Yeah, that's right. I registered. Will they email you or some shit?
Did you register on Bungie's site, right?
Yeah.
So they'll just send you a code, or it'll just be linked to your Xbox account, so you should be able to get in right through that. Yeah. Fozzie, do you have a beta invite for that?
No. How do I get these things?
You got to pre-order Destiny somewhere.
I will be older.
I just did it on Amazon.
All right. When does the beta come out?
Sometime this month.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Do it.
I will.
And I know Tony has one, right?
Sure.
You know what the one I didn't set up was Wolfenstein. Like, you got code
for Doom.
I never set that up. Hopefully I can still do that. Because I'd be fucking into that. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, whenever that game comes out. Right?
Yeah.
What I had heard is it's a long way off, so.
Don't cry, Jeff.
It'll be like what was it, Medal of Honor that had the Battlefield
4
beta, and then they just ended up giving it away anyway, like whether you had Medal of Honor.
It's been so long, everyone forgot it anyways. Yeah. Like, all right, whatever.
Enjoy your 4th of July's, everyone.
Fuck yeah. You guys gonna shoot fireworks?
Yes.
I'm going to, metaphorically.
You're metaphorically going to shoot off fireworks in the street?
With my penis.
Just arrested.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm going to
call the ambulance just before you get started, okay?
Man in Illinois gets a third-degree burns on his extremities.
My junk is too hot.
If I see that come across the news wire in the morning, I'm gonna know it was you, Joe. so we'll be back next week. I don't know with what. It's getting really, really tight with games.
I am really, like, I'm gonna play Guacamelee, but I'm like highly considering getting 1001 Spikes.
Okay.
I don't know. Did you guys do that?
I haven't played it. I looked at it though.
It looks cool, or you played it, Fozzie?
No, I haven't played it. It looks cool, though.
I don't know. Like, I mean, what I've seen of it, though, looks, like, really hard. Like,
more than I want to deal with hard, possibly. But
is it, anybody going to play Valiant Hearts?
I really want to. Give me a
sale.
So good.
Give me a sale on it. I don't know what the gameplay is like enough. Like, I know kind of.
It's an adventure game, right?
It's just the puzzles and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I know, like, you know, a bit of. I was reading some reviews of it. It's like, it's World War One. There's more about. It's not more about combat than, like, what the people are going through. But I know it's just, like, adventures and puzzles, kind of. Like,
I heard it's, like, they don't mess around. Like, there's, like, puzzles involving, like, chlorine gas and.
Jesus.
Like, some other brutal, like, nasty shit, so.
So I'll be sitting next to my laptop whole time with the walkthrough up.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, and Fozzie, you were asking about Thief, but probably because it was on sale on Steam, right?
Yeah.
I saw one of the responses you got was that it's a shitty game. It's not shitty, it's just not great.
It's on sale on Xbox, too, I think. I want to say.
So, yeah, it's like
I'll say, I feel like I could pick it up for $10 in a couple more months. I think I'll wait.
Yeah, no, like, $10, the game is definitely worth playing. It's fun enough.
Okay.
I've seen Tomb Raider on sale a bunch, and I still haven't pulled the trigger, because I'm like, I just played it.
Already, yeah.
Yeah, like, if I see it for, like, $10 or something, I'll buy it and probably play through it again. Like, the game is fun enough I could play through it a third time.
Yep. So there we go. Maybe we'll get Don on, because I have a feeling he's going to play Sniper Elite 3, so...
You guys should go on Facebook and, like, look at Don. Like, someone tagged him in a fucking old yearbook picture. He's fucking nerd, man. Cult nerd. You guys see that?
No. Now I gotta look it up.
Oh my god, it's great. He's the kid on the bottom left, if you find the photo.
I'll check that one out. yeah, we'll be back next week then. Say goodnight, Jeff.
Good night, Jamie.